कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय तन्मय माम शरण। Today is last day of our Parikatha. So many devotees have done marvelous in cooking here, there. So thank to them all. And our Harikatha of Bhagavat is also going on. Krishna was grazing cows, but luckily their mothers have not seen some kaleva to eat in that forest. They have sent another forest. But they have come towards these. And so many boys, they began to tell, today a big demon has come, and that is a stomach. Please save us. Nearby there is a talban, but very, very what?
Dangerous.
Danger is there.
Danger.
Dangerous to go there. Why? Ashram Arad village.
But this place, nobody goes.
because he's being protected by one friend, one servant of Kamsa called Devikasura. Devikasura,
can you tell about
Kaliya Daman? So nicely that not even the birds, they fly over Kalman. No, and nobody goes near. So Baladev, Krishna, they come, and Baladev, very, very beautiful, like the full moon, dressed in his blue cloth, very beautiful turban, and also Krishna with his pitambara, yellow cloth, and sharp compression. And as they go into this tower forest, these very beautiful trees rising to the sky, kissing the clouds. And then Baladev and Krishna, they go, and then they start to shake. And his ass associates, they were sleeping. Here in the tower fruit, then immediately they get up and they're angry. Who dare trespasses in our land? And then they come. Devikasura is a big ass. I mean, we have asses, but he's a big ass. So Devikasura, he comes and very big and he's shaking his ass. So he comes, and then he looks, and he sees these two very beautiful boys, Krishna and Balaram, Shyam and Dalji. Shyam is very beautiful, Shyam complexion, beautiful pitambara feather, and Dalji, very, very strong, blue cloth, and body, very, very white and beautiful. Immediately, he starts to attack. And first he goes for Dalji, Baladev. And he's running, and then he jumps, and he does a twirl in the air. And it's not a kirtan, but he does a twirl. And with his hind hooks, he kicks him. And Dalji just stands there, he doesn't even move. And then he comes again, and he looks. And he's amazed. He didn't even budge. And then he goes back, and then he comes again and runs full tilt and jumps in the air, turns, and then when he goes to kick, then Baladev just catches him with the hand. And then with the hand, then Baladev just like this. And just twirling him around by the centrifugal force, he then twirls him up into the air before this demon even reaches the tower tree. He leaves his body. And then that big ass hits the tower tree, and immediately the tower tree falls, the demon, his body is flattened, and then one after another, the friends, they start to chase. They start to come towards Krishna Balaram. And Krishna Balaram now, they capture them, and they play like in America it's baseball, if you're in Europe, it's England, it's cricket. And they just take them and just throw them up to the trees. And then one tree's falling, and then another tree's falling, and another tree's falling, and then the whole place is devastated with trees, tower fruit, deep asses, and blood. Then after that, Krishna looks at Madhavanga, he said, oh, such so many tower fruit, which one do you want? And then Madhavanga said, no, I'm not hungry anymore. Let's go. So then they leave that place. But Acharya explained that this is very, very instructive. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that these different demons, they represent different anathas. Dhamma Priya, please, she's explained so much about nicely about the importance of Arjuna. Excuse me, I want to speak about anatta. That this demon represents ignorance, avidya. That this avidya, this is the root cause of anathas and are being in this material world. That the different places, causes of suffering and roots of demons. That the ass is so stupid that it's explained that when you want the ass to go left, then the ass will go right. When you want the ass to go right, the ass will go left. In the same way, the conditioned soul in this material world is so covered by ignorance, avidya. that we take that which is permanent, spiritual activities, artha, we take that to be impermanent. And that which is impermanent, material activities, we take that to be very, very important. Who won the game? They don't know, they're doing good. So, also, the ass is explained that when it's very, very hot in the dry season, then the ass will come out. There's no rain. All the grass has dried up. And the ass is looking and is looking through the field and is seeing that there's no grass at all. And then by this, the ass mentally puts the word. Psychosomatically, he becomes very, very fat because he thinks, I have eaten all of this grass, and so now I am full. But he hasn't done anything. Mature nature is working. And then when it rains, in the rainy season, and there's so much grass, and the ass is eating and eating and eating, and then he looks up and he sees all this grass, then he thinks, oh, I've not eaten anything. And then psychosomatically becomes thin. So in the same way, the conditioned soul, we are thinking that different activities which are working upon us, that some of us, we may be, have a very strong brain. And in this way, think, oh, I'm so intelligent. Another person may have another material quality, and I am so this. And we identify that, oh, that this is me. I am intelligent. I am rich. I am this. I am that. But the Bhagavad Gita says, Prakriti Kriyamanani, Gunai Mani Savasaha. That the bewildered living entity, the ass within this material world, is so bewildered that we think that activity which is carried out by the body and the mind and intelligence, which is one of the three most material nature, we think that this is us, and in this way we become completely entangled. Another aspect of this killing of Devakasura is that in Srimad Bhagavatam has been explained, Yasyatma Buhi Kuna Pechu Dhamke Swadikala Tradishu Boma Nidhi Yateta Buhi Sane Kakaichi Janeshi Akkeshu Swayena Gokara. That one who thinks, Yasyatma Buhi Kuna Pechu, that this body made up of blood, pus, fire, mucus, that this body is the self, then that person is like an ass. That one who identifies with this material body, or Swadi Kalata Ishu Boma Idhi, who thinks that my family, my country, my home, that it is worshipable, that person is also like an ass, because of the material perception of life. And Yateva Buddhi, Salayana Kaiche, and one who goes to a holy place, goes to Vrindavan, Jagannathpuri, Nadapuri, and again goes just to take bath, just to go to the different holy places, but does not go and take association of pure Vaishnavas, then that person is a big ass. So Janeshu, Abhigeshu, the Eva Gokar, that person is no better than an animal. So it is instructive that in this pastime, as opposed to the other pastimes, or many of the other pastimes, that this being is killed by Balaram and not by Krishna. We see Putana was killed by Krishna. Srinivasa was killed by Krishna. Adasuru was killed by Krishna. But here, Balaram, because Balaram, he represents a kind of Guru Tattva. He represents Guru Tattva. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's explained that those demons that are killed by Balaram, then showing that by our endeavor and by mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, that those demons killed by Krishna, these are not to be eradicated. But when there's special mercy, which is required, the root of all anattas, of vidya, ignorance, then it requires very special mercy from Guru. Then Baladeva comes, and then he moves this mountain. So Baladeva, in Dwarka, he has a plow. And with this plow, he's plowing the field. So in this pastime, then the devotees pray to Baladeva that you are a kind of Guru Tattva, and that you are plowing, please come and plow the field of my heart and cultivate my heart to remove these lines, especially the root, which is the vidya, and then plant this bhakti-bhakti-bhakti. So, in this way, Baladev, he comes and he gives the seed of devotion. Ramani Brahmapur Bhagavati Guru Krishna Prasadi by Bhaktivati. He's giving the Bhaktivati. What does the Bhaktivati mean? The Bhaktivati means the external aspect is Shraddha. The desire to Shraddha, faith. That Shraddha Shraddha Vishwas Kami Shraddha 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 Shraddha. That one who has that prayer of faith, that I do not need to take shelter of any other material process, that only I come to the shelter, to the lotus feet of Shri Guru and Vaishnavas, and take shelter of Harinam and serve him, that this is all I need. But the internal aspect of this Bhakti-Bhakti is Krishna Seva Vashna. That Guru, when he's given Diksha, when he's given initiation, when he's given his Harikatha, with his Harikatha, he's imparting and he's putting within the heart of the conditioned soul the desire to serve Krishna. Especially a very high class Guru. Srila Gurudev this morning was explaining that very high class Guru, when they give him Diksha, when they give him this Bhakti-Bhakti Bhija, this Krishna Seva Vashna, then he's imparting the desire to serve in a seed-like form, whether in the position of a servant, a friend, parent, or in the conjugal world. So, very, very important that, first of all, to accept Guru and take Diksha. But when we see him Diksha, then Diksha Kali Bhakti Kori Atma Samapa. At that time, then we say that regardless of where I was before, that I may have been a bit sensitive to it, I may have done so many things, but now Guru, he's giving me a chance, and I am doing Atma Samapa. I am giving my heart to Guru Dev. That the living entity has free will, the living entity has independence. But now that most valuable thing that I have, I am giving to Guru Dev, I am your instrument Guru Dev, now you do with me as you like. When Krishna sees that the living entity takes that strength, even if it is immature, it is not complete, but our intention is there, that Guru Dev, I give myself to you. This is called Bhakti Kori Akasama, Say Kali Krishna Kari Kori Akasama. Then Krishna, he takes that devotee, that he may not be mature yet, but because he's a devotee of my devotee, then I take care of him. And then one enters into the school of Diksha. By this process, it is being removed, then gradually, one will come to the point of realization of what is one's self, one's relationship with the Supreme Lord, and what is one's service in the spiritual world. And then one goes through the process of Diksha, and then one is now qualified to enter into more intimate service. So the killing of this demon, Devakasura, that this represents taking shelter of Gurudev, and when one takes shelter of Gurudev, then it means that no matter how big the ignorance is there, but the mercy of Gurudev is millions and millions and millions of times more powerful than all the ignorance that exists. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
After that, one day Krishna, with Sakha, he was coming towards Jamuna. But when she came there, at once two fellow or something and cows also, they died because Kali was there. He had come from Ramana Kundi by parading Garu and then fled to this tree, that their Guru will not go. So I should be there. What became after that?
Mukam Kalti Vachana
or 91 yugas ago, there was a great drought in the kingdom of a king. So he was advised to approach a saint which was living in the hollow of a tree and to take a shamanita of that saint. So he came with golden vessel to wash the feet of that sage. So he asked the Muni, please give me your foot so I can wash it. So the Muni stuck his foot out of the hollow of the tree. That foot was full of leprosy, so the king was a little taken aback. So he said, oh, can I have the other foot? The foot was even more affected by leprosy. So he washed both feet, but when he was about to take the shamanita, he could not put himself to do it because it was full of pus, blood, and skin like that. So instead of taking the shamanita in his mouth, he put it on his head. Then the Muni said, oh, you are a very dubious person. You are very angry. You have two tongues. So you should become like a snake. And he asked him to become a snake. So that snake became one of the sons of Kadru, Kaliya. Kaliya was all the snakes that used to live in Rama Island, in the ocean, north Fiji, something like that. And they made a choice with Garuda. Garuda used to come. Also, he's a cardiologist who eats non-veg food as a ego. So he was coming, and at any time he would pick up a snake, whatever he wanted, and eat it. So the snake were very much affected by that. So they had a truce with him. Oh, you come twice a month, and every 2 weeks we'll give you one snake to eat and other foodstuffs. So they made a deal with him. But Kaliya was very envious. He would go and he would eat the offerings of Garuda. So Garuda, when he learned this from the snakes, reported to Garuda, look, it's not our fault. One of us is taking your food, don't blame us all. So Garuda came and attacked Kaliya, and he hurt him, and they fought together. And Kaliya was so scared that he fled to Vrindavan and took shelter in the lake of the Jamuna. There was a big lake apart from the main current, 8 miles wide, and there Kaliya stayed. Why did he stay there? Because he knew he had heard from the snakes living there. Garuda doesn't dare to go there. This is another story. One great Muni, Shobari Muni, he was doing austerities under the water for thousands and thousands of years. And one time Garuda came there and he picked up a big fish. And he flew away and ate that fish. And the Muni was very angry. He said, oh, dare you? No, he had developed some affinities, some friendliness with the fish, so he was always with them. He became almost like one of them, covered with green algae. And he cursed him, Garuda, if you ever come back here and that fish again, then you will lose your life. No. So Garuda did not dare again to come there. He was cursed actually, if you come without eating fish, you will not die immediately, you will die slowly. If you eat fish, you will die on the spot. So Garuda would not come there, and therefore, Kaliya, having heard this, decided, oh, I can take shelter there. Garuda will not come to retaliate anymore against me. We know from the 9th century of Bhagavatam that this Shobari Muni, because he offended Garuda, he cursed him, and he was also a superior, he ordered to him. Do that to a superior. For those two offenses, he started to lose taste in his bhajan. And one time he saw two fishes who had a romantic mood, they wanted to increase their family. So when he saw them in that mood, he also had the desire to also have a family. So he came out of the water and he came to the palace of King Mandata. King Mandata had 50 daughters. And he said, please, King, give me one daughter. Now the king, when he saw this eating covered with green algae, he didn't want to displease his darling daughters. He said, look, they are princesses and will choose their own husband. You may come to the Swayamvara. But by his mystic power, that king, that great Muni, he presented himself in such a handsome body that the 50 daughters, one by one, put the garland of the Swayamvara around his neck. So after having done austerities for thousands of years under the water to achieve devotion, he said he was absorbed in the bliss of Brahman, he had the Brahman realization. then if you become a very entangled or sober, he marries 15 different ladies, princesses, very temperamental ladies. And for 10,000 years, he was living with them. That's another part of the story. Now, Kaliya, he was therefore living in that part of the water of the Jamuna. As I said, it was a separate lake apart from the main current. When the cowherd boys and cows drank some of that water, then immediately they lost their life. Krishna only saw that because he is full of bhakta-vatsalya, there, so much affection for his devotees. Simply by glancing at them, he revived them to consciousness. And they found themselves again alive and looking at each other. What happened? We were dead and now we are back there. Now, Krishna decided, oh, I have to teach this Kaliya a lesson. Therefore, if you go there, see today, as you go on Parikrama, Kaliya, there is one Kadamba tree. We see there from Kandi Moryo. Now, in a previous yoga, we learned about the churning of the ocean, by the demigods and demons, and how Amrit was produced, among other things. So that Amrit, when Garuda was carrying it, a drop of it fell on that tree. And therefore that tree had become immortal. So Krishna climbed on the tree. He adjusted, he tightened his belt, flat his arm, and he started to decide, I'm going to jump in that lake and teach that rascal a lesson. So he jumped. He said when Krishna jumped inside, because he's a supreme personality of Godhead, this created like a tsunami, a big tidal wave going way, way, way inside the pasturing grounds. And when Kaliya heard this, he said, who dares come in my lake? So immediately, hissing, he had one shot in the hood, hissing poison, vomiting poison, very fiery, he attacked Krishna. Now Krishna is very rapid, very swift, very quick. So when Kaliya attacked him, Krishna was cycling around him again and again, very, very quickly, and Kaliya was biting. He was trying again and again with his venom to bite Krishna. But he could not, he was cycling around him. Then after some time, Krishna, when he saw that now the inhabitants of Vrindavan had come, then he allowed himself to be caught in the coil of the snake. And that snake was around him, and Krishna was playing the part of an ordinary human being being caught by a big snake in the river. Now when the cowherd boy saw this, he was completely immersed in anxiety. And of course the news came very quickly to Vrindavan that all Shyam, with the apple of our eyes, is now in great danger in the lake of the snake, was caught in. So everyone came there and knocked at Yashoda. Yashoda was trying to enter the lake, all of a sudden he was trying to prevent her. No, you cannot go, it's a dangerous snake. She says, no, I cannot. She was like between life and death like this. Only Balaram was smiling because he knew what was going on. And seeing his smile, he would say, Krishna Chakrabhipatra said that this pacified the mind of everyone. Seeing everyone was watching, Krishna in the middle of the lake. Now, Gurudev, when he explained the bhajan Yashumati Nanda many, many years ago, he said, this is very strange. At the beginning, we have all Krishna, the darling son of Nanda, he is the lover of the gopis, the wealth of their life. And suddenly, he says, in this pot of nectar comes like some poison, Kaliya Dhamma Vina. What does he do in that pot of nectar? But Gurudev explained, actually, Krishna was given a chance to the young gopis who had started to develop Urvalai, or great attachment for him, before meeting Gurudev, to be able to look at him without anyone being able to say anything. You know that in Vedic culture, married ladies, they cannot look at another male. We have so many examples of leaders, Krishna is watching Shrimati Radhika, and Shrutam is saying, hey, Akshat, what are you doing? What's the others will say that you watch that country? She's a married woman, what can you do? And Gurudev also tells us, gopis are down there, they cannot see Krishna directly, they cast that sidelong glance into him very swiftly, again and again. They cannot look at him directly, but if Krishna is there in the middle of the water, in the course of a snake, is there any fault in looking at Shyam there? So that was an opportunity given by Krishna, so all the young gopis to look at him and drink his beauty into their heart content. So when Krishna saw everyone's attention is updating on him. Then he started to demonstrate another pastime. You should dance on a stage like this, not moving stage, very nice. Krishna can dance very nice. But to dance on something moving, not just anything, the hooves of a snake is trying to bite you. You have 1,000 hooves, out of which 101 were man hooves. So he was jumping from one. What's that? Can you say the tam tam? How
you
was?
Because
he can dance. When Krishna danced the head of his career, Sutta asked him as a nice son, how Krishna danced. It's something that Tanda Bhagati Mundana Parali Dasha Vata Mahani Tanda Bhagati Mundana Parali Dasha Vata Mahani Apam Pam Pam Panapau
in there. It is said if anyone is spending one fortnight in Mathura Mandal, or you will actually pray. So what to speak if someone stayed for 71 or 91 yugas? That's another reason. And Guru said also a very surprising reason, is that he was connected with Garuda. Although Garuda and him, they were in an enemy relationship. Because Garuda is such an exalted devotee, even though Kaliya saw him as his enemy, because he was connected with that devotee, that connection also brought in the blessing of Krishna on him. So after the wives of Kaliya offered so many prayers, then Krishna released Kaliya. And then Kaliya himself started to offer prayers. And he said, oh, due to this body that you have been given, naturally we are always enraged. We are always full of rage. But you are the Supreme Lord and you have also compassion for us. So he and all his families, they approached Krishna and they told him, oh, you please give us the chance to offer something to you. We want to decorate you. And we want to come to, snare some of the blood all over your body. Krishna said, it will take some time, or just a little time, please see. So Krishna sat down and Kaliya and his wife, they came and they smeared the body of Krishna with sandalwood. Vishwanathacharya Thakur also said that Krishna, in the fight with Kaliya, he had lost his Kastura jewel in the waters of the Jamuna. But Krishna arranged for that jewel to go into the treasury of Kaliya. Vishwanathacharya Thakur says, in the middle of that lake, there was an island where they were living and their treasury was there. So their wives came and they took so many, many jewels and preparations in that treasury, between that Kastura jewel, and give it back to Krishna. Places. So, in this book, Krishna Samhita, Thakur Bhaktivinoda explained, there are 18 obstacles to Braj Bhajan, to develop or Bhajan in the middle of Vrindavan. And we have seen so many of them. The Devakasura was a nice obstacle, and this Kaliya is a tense obstacle. It represents duplicity, crookedness, blindness due to over-attachment, and cruelty and unkindness. So, like all other anathas, to listen to this katha from the mouth of pure devotees or all on their behalf has an effect of removing the poison of this anatha from your heart. One chapter back.
Nagpatni. They are doing prarthana. Kasyanubhav. Asyana deva vidmehe. Tavang renenu sparsadika. The panchasi lalna charit tapo. Vihay kaman suchiram pitikar. Here, Nagpatni is telling, even Lakshmi, what to tell Brahma? Brahma also wants for Lakshmi. So, this kind of ahetuki kripa,
causeless mercy.
Even Lakshmi has not what to tell Brahma and other people. What was that kripa? Kaliya Lord, he did not want that Krishna should dance on his head, and possibly this Krika, all want Lakshmi, but now They are telling Kasyan Bhavo Ashana Deva. What Kaliya Nag has done? That Krishna danced on his ease.
Hood.
Telling Mathura Mandale one night, if anyone will pass Krishna Bhakti Prajayate.
Dino Yeka Nivasina Haru Bhakti Prajayate.
In the heat of Mathura, what to tell Vrindavan? So, this region. Secondly, when Kaliya was quarreling with Krishna with so many thousands of hosts and clapped Krishna in his
coil,
then all became like so. Anyhow, how they, Prabhu, knew Krishna these things. So, he went out. After that, Krishna climbed down his head and one by one, he crushed all it. So they are there. He made one day who will pass it, Mathura. Krishna Bhakti Prajaya. Second, Nagpatni first, they wanted that the Kali should be killed. But when he took Sarana of Krishna,
surrender to Krishna,
surrender. Oh, then they are telling that, oh, why Krishna surrender this soul, my husband, and he will die? He should not die. So by their prayer, Krishna is
not killing Kaliya.
Merciful to this
Kaliya.
So they are many. This is the example of Nishkapat Daya. What Nishkapat? Of Krishna without reason. Krishna climbed down the hood of Kali and their
tasks.
So there are so many kinds of reason that Kali in the last received the mercy of Krishna and went back to Ramana.
Garuda
Sangha,
you should speak something. Any Hari Katha.
Something. Give him a mic.
Pass the mic, please.
Give him.
And to share with you.
Swami Narayan. Maharaj, who has been very, very kind to me and to all of you. I want to start by saying that I'm not really qualified to address you in topics of Harikatha. But because Harikatha is purifying for both the speaker and the listener, it's actually very good for me to get up here and demonstrate to you what I don't know. Yes, Madhav Maharaj is saying that Krishna forcibly gave mercy to Kaliya, and therefore Gurudev is also forcibly giving mercy to him. And the example is actually quite appropriate, so I have to accept that. I'm not a great scholar like all of the sannyasis and great devotees here. And I have the fault of trying to speak from my heart and what I know rather than what I think.
Responsible for the sweet part, and I'm also responsible for the spicy part.
he came back from India one time, and this is when he was the temple president. I think he was the temple president, or he was an important person in Amsterdam. And I did a chart for him, and in the chart I saw that he had taken initiation from a spiritual master who had some heart problem. So I said, well, yeah, actually that's true, but don't tell anybody because I could get in trouble. And thanks to Raja, who I came in touch, and also Tridandi Maharaj, I came in touch with Sri Gurudev. And the reason I was having a hard time speaking is I was thinking about when Gurudev first came and the mercy that Gurudev showed everyone and the opportunity, and I just knew what Sri Gurudev was doing for all of us. It was an intuition.
Because he can condemn someone to death, he can can free somebody, he can fine somebody thousands of dollars or euros, and somebody else is going to walk down to thousands of euros. So everyone's very careful with it. But when he goes back home, his wife says, "Hey, where have you been?" So he says, "No, I bought some flowers." And the little kid says, "Hey, Daddy, I want a ride." And he has to go piggyback. So he's relaxing with his family. And they don't think that he's high court judge. The little boy doesn't think that my father is high court judge, so I have to be careful how he told me. It's my dad. So, similarly, Krishna, although he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, actually he's not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the ultimate manifestation in Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world, nobody thinks that he's God. And therefore the relationships there are very, 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 very sweet. So Srila Gurudev is very kindly bringing us through. He's brought us through the first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. And now he's enabling us to taste a little of the nectar of Bhagavad Gita. So by hearing these pastimes from the lips of pure devotee, who's actually situated in Braj, so all the jnana, all the karma, all the jnana will float up out of the heart. It's like very special detergent. It floats all these dirty particles off. Even our conception of Krishna as the Supreme Lord, this will also be dissolved in the very sweet meditative moods of Gurudev as we hear these beautiful pastimes from him. So Gurudev is instructing me to tell the pastime in Bandiyavad. Bandiyavad is very, very special. Bandiyavad also very special to Gurudev. A very beloved place. We've been there with our Gurudev. We've seen how he's helped to construct this beautiful altar where Radha and Krishna they exchange garlands. And where Srimati Radhika, she defeated Krishna in a wrestling match. Shameful defeat. Krishna was dressed up, Srimati Radhika was dressed up. And even before she came, just body aroma, and Krishna was reeling. And then when she came in wrestling clothes, and then just gave one glance, Krishna fell. This is Bandiyavad. So there, Krishna was with the cowherd boys and the calves. And they were taking a nice picnic. But while they were taking a nice picnic, the cows and the calves, they went wandering off in search of nice, green, new grass. So you know the saying is, the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. So the cows were looking for the other side of the fence, or like the church at the end of the rainbow. So they're looking for some nice grass. They're like the senses. Senses of the conditioned soul. So when the conditioned soul wandering, looking for material enjoyment, wandering here and there, tasting this, always looking for green grass. But it's like the treasure at the end of the rainbow. It never gets closer. Following. So, when the calves disappeared, then the cowherd boys, they became very alarmed. Where's the calves gone? So they went running after them. The calves had gone into a big forest of very, very dry grass, mudra, very, very tall. And it was completely dry, like paper, like tinder. So the calves went into the forest, and then the cows went into the forest. And there were some wicked followers of Kamsa. So they saw their opportunity, they surrounded the cows and the calves and the cowherd boys, and they set light to the winter grass. So then a great fire came on all sides. And the calves and the cowherd boys, they became very alarmed. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. Now, if we were caught in a forest fire, at least if I was caught in a forest fire, I would be very concerned for my own safety. I wouldn't want to get burned up in a forest fire. And then my concern, more or less, would finish. But the cowherd boys and the calves, they knew that Krishna cannot live without them. So they were calling out as devotees to Krishna, this life. Generally speaking, yogi is again in his condition, never wanting anything for himself, never asking for anything from Krishna. So this occasion, the cows and the cowherd boys, they were calling out, oh Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So immediately Krishna came. He must respond. When the devotee calls, he must respond. Like Krishna, Gurudev has said. He says, so if somebody calls from far, then what mother cannot respond? Mother must come, this is the law of love. Even if the child has offended or hurt the mother, still the mother will respond. I have so much experience myself. Especially after I joined the movie.
Finish
among
the
subject.
Why not get satisfaction?
Don't go here and there.
Why is it
Brahman?
No.
Bring
the.
So, Krishna immediately he came. And seeing a fire, but then he's thinking what to do, Krishna decided to swallow the fire. But if the cowherd boy saw him swallowing the fire, then they would. Actually, they would feel the heat and themselves become burnt out. So he told them all, so you have to close your eyes. Then cowherd boys said, oh, Krishna is such a trickster, such a conjurer. He must have mantras because he's killing all these demons, doing all these amazing things. And they know he's just a little cowherd boy, so he must have mantras to do these things. Okay, mantras, they have to be chanted in seclusion. So they all close their eyes. And then Krishna, he swallowed up the fire immediately. And when the cowherd boys opened their eyes, they found, oh, we're sitting with Krishna again having a picnic under the umbrella. How is this happening? Is this a dream or what? So Krishna will very kindly, send a new devotee to rescue us from the forest fire and material resistance. So when we actually call out for Krishna, close our eyes, stop relying on our own strength, and rely on Krishna. Sakshadalita, Krishna is appearing in the form of spiritual master, and he is extinguishing the blaze of fire of material resistance. So when we rely fully on Krishna like this, in a flash, very, very quickly, Krishna will rescue us, and he'll situate us in his very, very sweet pastime. Hare Krishna.
ओम ज्ञानी निराम भस्त ज्ञानांजल चला गया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका Sri Giriraj Govardhan, in the our Sampradaya, he has so many glories of our Sampradaya. This Giriraj Govardhan is such a key. If anybody wants to get this praise, without the mercy of Sri Giriraj Govardhan, he cannot get this praise. So even Uddhav, you are everybody know, Uddhav, when he came to praise, and when he saw glories of Sri Brajavasi, special Srimati Braj Gopi and Srimati Radharani. Now, Braj, even in the Premadur devotee, now he has learned this Braj way. His Gopi is good. Now, Sri Uddhav himself, how can he achieve this such a glorious Braj? Now, he saw without the mercy of Sri Giriraj Govardhan, I cannot attend this prayer. Even Uddhav also will take the shelter of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. He also wants to make grasp of this prayer. Even Narada, when he heard from to Shankar, this Ashtadhyayi Leela, now Narada heard also, okay, one day I have become Buddha Prajapati. So went to Paramahansa. Paramahansa sees that talk, he goes to Vrindavan. Mercy of Vrindavan, he cannot attend this fresh prayer. And when he went to Vrindavan, Vrindavan also wrote, without mercy of Vrindavan, he cannot attend this fresh prayer. Even Narada also, Narada also, he took great effort to shelter of the Vrindavan Govardhan. If you see Raghunath Das Goswami, who is the herself Rati Bhanje, he also prayed, Nijanikadhanivasadehi, Govardhan Gurunatha, O Giriraj Govardhan, kindly give me shelter to your lotus feet. If you see Sanatana Goswami, who is the lover of the herself, he every day he goes to Giriraj Govardhan, and every day he will pray for Giriraj Govardhan. 38 weeks every day from Vrindavan to Govardhan and doing Giriraj Govardhan parikrama by walking in return to Vrindavan. So even our all Goswamis, Jeev Goswami, Vishnu Goswami, Krishnadas, Vrindavan Goswami, everybody, Vishwanath Chakravarti, everybody they are taking a shelter of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. So this way Giriraj Govardhan has been sadhana. That mentality. That what is this Giriraj Govardhan, what is this Jamuna Nadi? Well, when Radha Krishna prayed, became melted and when knowing, then he is the Jamuna Nadi. But when this Radha Krishna prayed, became together, then the form of a condensed form, that time is Giriraj Govardhan. So, this way, Giriraj has so many forms. Sri Bhavisapura is told, what is this Giriraj Govardhan? Well, Prakriti He Manasa Jata. Can you see the manifestation from the Srimati Radharani heart, manifestation from the Radharani heart? Garga Sankara told Giriraj Govardhan manifested Krishna's eyes. And our see, Harsala Radharani sees the Lord, who is the Giriraj Govardhan? Well, Hantaya Mariyavala, Haridas Bhajya, Jan Ram Krishna. You know, this is Venugi, where a great gopi saw the glorification of that very glorious. If successful life is birth, if some successful life is years, if some successful life they are river, but how they are doing many ways, they are to serve to Krishna. But you are very unfortunate. Well, how can I get this service? They tell me, Hantara Adriya Vala Hidas Bhajya. Without mercy of Sri Giriraj Govardhan, he cannot attend this prayer. So this way Giriraj is also so very glorification. And he has so many form also. Giriraj's one form is himself is the Vishnu. You know, when Brahma Vishnu Mahesh, that did very great austerity. Very Krishna plea, well, what do you want? You saw that thing. Now, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they are very greatest, but they are telling, if I take the form of any mountain,
then Krishna can get this lotus feet, cuts our head, then our life becomes successful. Himself Sankha, he takes the form of Nandana. Himself Brahma, he takes the form of Varsana. Himself Vishnu, he is the take of Sagiriraj Govardhan. Sagiriraj Govardhan is the one who is the Vishnu. Another one, Giriraj Govardhan, Mahaprabhu made Raghunathdas Goswami. Mahaprabhu made Raghunathdas Goswami came two things. One is the Giriraj Govardhan, another is the Gujabala. Telling Raghunathdas Goswami, Giriraj Govardhan himself Krishna.
Then you will have to.
Gujabala is the Radharani.
If you will not speak in brief, sit down.
This is a Giriraj is so very important. Okay. When once our time, Mother Yashoda is making so many preparations, then Krishna telling, oh Mother, why are you making so many preparations? Is the mind birthday? Well, no, not birthday. But you go to Nandavaba. When Krishna came to this Nandavaba, well, Father, why are you making Mother so many preparations? What happening? Well, oh Krishna, you are a farmer. And you are worshiping this Indra, worshiping Indra. But why you are worshiping Indra? Who is this Indra? Well, Indra is the king of heaven. And under this king, this Indra, this our rain. In the under of this rain is the under of Indra. And under of Indra, when rain is the going, then is the grass is the grow. Then calf is when eat this grass, then can be. By this meal, then making so many preparations, you are maintaining our life. But Krishna is the one. You know that there are so many reasons why Krishna wants to start this Indra Puja. What is the reason? Indra is the theme, is Prajavas in my presence. I am the king of everybody. But Krishna is the theme, who is this Indra? I am the Bhagavan Avatar. That what I get to be. And he thinking, I am the king of heaven planet and Prajavas is my presence. Now you are, he is the Bhagavan. This proud, you are definitely proud. Another thing is that you are staying with Prajavas in 7 days. The third thing is that you are being to teach, not necessarily that participate another demigod and demigods. Our worship of deity only is Giriraj Govardhan. Fourth religion is the Krishna you are performing Rasa Lila, the attract of Rajagopi's mind. Now Krishna will no need to do the Indra Puja, Marshal Giriraj Govardhan you are living here. So you are worship to see Giriraj Govardhan. Now next day, all make the preparations, all preparations happen to Giriraj Govardhan, and Giriraj Govardhan himself takes the form of and accept everything. And we tell you, Anavai, 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 more bring and more bring. So then, Indra Puja is understood, Krishna just stuck, minus Puja, Indra is become very angry. And Krishna also, after this Giriraj Govardhan Puja, everyone take prasad, Krishna also takes all Prajavasis. Krishna is the path which stuck, this Giriraj Govardhan Parikrama. Krishna himself, we have Prajavasis. Also, you are also trying to do some little bit by Parikramasi Giriraj Govardhan. Well, how is the possible doing Giriraj Govardhan Parikrama? Well, where is the Vaishnavas? They are in the everything. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the told, Jekhane Vaishnava, Saisthane Vrindavan, Saisthane Giriraj Govardhan. Where is the Vaishnava? Pure Vaishnava. They are in the Giriraj Govardhan. They are in the Radha Kunda. They are in the Syam Kunda. They are in the everything. This is the proof is the like Gurudev is there here. But you are saying Vichitrati, myself, and Jadurai, you are saying Vrindavan. But why they are here? Why? What is the reason? Vrindavan is the topmost place. This regime is the Gurudev is there here. Where is the Gurudev? Where is the pure Vaisnava? Where is the Haritatha? Everything is there. So you are trying to Parthana Sikriya Govardhan. So first, they are starting when Giriraj Govardhan, they are starting from Siddhar Bhati. Dhan Bhati to take care of Dhan Vivartan Kunda, then Govinda Kunda, then Puchri to Lognati, then Radha to the Smart Kunda, then they are doing all Sri Giriraj Govardhan Parikrama.
Blessing Giridhar Maharaj.
Now our katha has finished today. I am inviting all who can go to Navadvipa, Vrindavan, Brajmandal, Parikrama. All the holy places,
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama.
Those are important, like Giriraj Govardhan and Radhapur, Syampur, Nandagaon, Barsana, all places we will go. So I am fighting all. But those who can go, for them also they must go. Otherwise, if money problem, I know that you cannot. So anyhow, I am inviting all. Now drama play. One drama is there, and they will play.
Guruji, extend everybody money so they can come.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Guruji.